Implications of Jupiter Inward Gas-Driven Migration for the Inner Solar System, by Rogerio Diano et al. The migration history of Jupiter in the Sun's natal disk remains poorly constrained. Here we consider how Jupiter's migration affects small body reservoirs and how this constrains its original orbital distance from the Sun. We study the implications of large-scale and inward radial migration of Jupiter for the inner solar system while considering the effects of collisional evolution of planetesimals. We use analytical prescriptions to simulate the growth and migration of Jupiter in the gas disk. We assume the existence of a planetesimal disk inside Jupiter's initial orbit. This planetesimal disk received an initial total mass and size frequency distribution, SFD. Planetesimals feel the effects of aerodynamic gas drag and collide with one another, mostly while shepherded by the migrating Jupiter. Our main goal is to measure the amount of mass in planetesimals implanted into the main asteroid belt, MAB, and the SFD of the implanted population. We also monitor the amount of dust produced during planetesimal collisions. We find that the SFD of the planetesimal population implanted into the MAB tends to resemble that of the original planetesimal population interior to Jupiter. We also find that unless very little or no mass existed between 5O and Jupiter's original orbit, it would be difficult to reconcile the current low mass of the MAB with the possibility that Jupiter migrated from distances beyond 15O. This is because the fraction of the original disk mass that gets implanted into the MAB is very large. Finally, we discuss the implications of our results in terms of dust production to the so-called NCCC isotopic dichotomy. This was Implications of Jupiter Inward Gas-Driven Migration for the Inner Solar System, by Rogerio Diano et al.